Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When award-winning director Ava DuVernay began work on her television series Queen Sugar, which airs on Oprah Winfrey's own network, she made the decision that every single episode would be directed by a female director. DuVernay then set out to assemble a powerful array of talented female filmmakers, and one of them is Boston's own Domaine Davis.
To have Domaine join us, such a steady hand, such a strong grasp of story and narrative, and another big, big cast and crew favorite. Everybody loves Domaine, and just so thrilled that she contributed to our story.
Well, that was Ava DuVernay singing the praises of Domaine Davis, and she was so thrilled that she asked Domaine to direct another episode for season two of Queen Sugar. Its mid-season premiere airs tonight on the OWN Network, and Domaine Davis joins us now in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
So how does it feel to have no one less than Ava DuVernay sing your praises?
It makes my heart race a little bit, a little cold, sweaty palms. And I still can't believe it. Whenever I see any tape, that tape, I'm like, what? Is this real life? Just pinching myself
all
day.
It is. And you're highly deserving of it. So just accept the love.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Queen Sugar and, you know, how it is that Ava pulled you into being one of the directors.
So Ava actually reached out to me on Twitter in 2015. Gonna bronze that Twitter email. And she had asked me if I had any scripts, because she was putting together a writer's room. And I sent her a couple of scripts that I had submitted to the Sundance Episodic Labs. Didn't get in, but I sent her those. And we started to, you know, email back and forth. And then she has her releasing company, Array, where she, you know, buys films and releases them. And she does an Array Day every year where she allows anyone from Twitter to ask filmmakers questions. And she asked me if I wanted to be a part of that. I said, oh, sure. And I did that twice. And the second time after I had done it, she said, thanks so much for doing this for me. I really appreciate it. And I was like, anytime, whatever you need. And she sent me back a little yellow heart. And I remember going, okay, all right, I'm not going to respond to that. Let's not. We can't just keep writing her. She's a very busy person. And that same day, I got a call from Paul Garns saying, did you talk to Ava? I go, no. Oh, yeah, she wants to offer you episode 206. I was like, what? So, yeah, and that's how it happened.
So then what was it like for you? Working on the episode in the series, not just because of, I mean, we should talk about the series itself, but
sure,
also
yes.
Because of what Ava's trying to accomplish. Because I've heard her, I read in a different interview where she said, you know, no one blinks an eye that Game of Thrones is entirely directed by men, for example. So why can't we have a series that's entirely directed by women?
Right. It's funny, you know, until I learned that she was using all female directors, I thought to myself, wow, I've never worked with a female director of photography before.
Yeah.
And I've directed 50 or 60 commercials, two independent feature films, and it just kind of hit me like, what am I doing? And it's all about asking. And that's when you ask, you open a door. So, you know, my producers, sometimes you end up working with people who they're like, oh, you like that person, you want to work with them again? Sure. Oh, this person will do it for this much money cheaper. Yeah, let's stay at their, you know, at their cousin's house so we can use the rest of the money towards something else. Great. But I finally said, no, I'm going to work with a woman. Mm-hmm. And I called a friend of mine, Shaz Bennett, who's also a filmmaker, and she gave me a bunch of websites and eventually gave me the first female DP that I worked with. But I think it's interesting that until she did that, and then I hadn't had a realization. And then the second season, she for Queen Sugar, it's all female directors and all female editors.
Oh, interesting.
Which is pretty incredible. So I feel fortunate, just incredibly fortunate to get down there and see, you know, so many people of color, women of color working in that crew, making it happen. It was an amazing, transformative experience.
Wow. And so in the first season, the episode that you directed, tell us about that.
Okay, so that was second season.
Second season.
Yep. A lot happened. So Queen Sugar is based on a book, and it's about three siblings. Two are based in Louisiana, and the sister is in Los Angeles, and they come together after a tragedy in the family, and they inherit their father's sugarcane farm. Yeah. And then it's about what are they going to do? How are they going to make this work? First of all, it's such a beautiful show. Like, it is, it's gorgeous. You can really see everyone's skin tone. You can really see, it's a show where you go, oh my God, look at the colors. Like, look at the colors of our people. Look what they look like. And the way that she's originally devised the show from the first season with the first season DP, Antonio Calvacci, the framing, the way that she's chose to do it, it's almost like, in her words, it's like you're watching a film. So you're watching a film for an hour. So my episode was 206. I was shadowing the director, the director before the other director who's going to work in 204. I got the script. I started to read it on set. And then I was like, I can't read this here because I'm freaking out because so much is happening. And I was so excited. So I got back to my hotel. I had to read it once as a fan and freaking out. And then again, like, okay, now you have to direct this, like, calm down. So a lot of stuff happens. Charlie, one of the siblings, opens up a sugar mill. So, you know, they built a sugar mill. And so, like, it wasn't built when I first got the script. It was done. Ralph Angel, one of the other siblings, divulges something huge to the family, and everyone reacts. And they're also having the dedication ceremony to their father's tomb, where he's buried. So, very emotional. A lot happening. Honored that I would be able to get that script written by Mimi Wan. And just be able to be there and witness it. There were quite a few times I will tell you that I neglected to call cut on time because I was so wrapped up in what was happening.
Oh, wow.
And the actors are just so good.
So you know, you talked about how seeing the palette of faces and people in each episode is so very important. And that made me think about wanting to play. We've got a clip here from Queen Sugar. Because we've been hearing a lot of positive stuff about how it portrays Black men as well. And in this clip, you're going to hear Ralph Angel, the character Ralph Angel, played by Kofi Siribo.
Siribo, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Kofi.
No problem.
And he discovers a letter written by his deceased father and then draws a contrast with how Black men are usually portrayed in Hollywood.
Bob's handwriting.
You, Ralph Angel, are more than you know. Whatever has happened, whatever you've done in the past, never forget that you are better than you think.
In the letter, I like that his father wrote to him. He said, you are so much better than you know. I don't see that being portrayed when it comes down to Black men everywhere. That we're so much better than what we know. That we're so much stronger than what we know. That we're so much more beautiful than what we know.
And so that there is a cut both from the film and you hear actor Kofi Siribo. So, Demaine, tell me, was that meaningful for you that here also, not just in your episode, but the series overall, was this vehicle to really sort of kind of smash Hollywood conventions when it comes to portrayal of people of color of multiplicity of ways.
Yeah, I will tell you, I will let you in on something that I had a revelation in the last few years. I had to write an essay for a script that I was submitting to a workshop, and asked why I wanted to write it, you know, create a television show. And it wasn't until I wrote this essay that I realized that when I was younger, one of my favorite TV shows was Mannix. And it was about, like, a private detective, you know, white guy with slick back hair. And he had a secretary named Peggy. And my first real job was a secretary. And it wasn't until then that I realized I would watch that show and I was like, yeah, I could do that. And so that's why it's important.
Right.
That's why it's important. And it took me that many decades to realize that's why I knew. I never questioned that I could be a secretary. I questioned I could take the typing test. I failed the first time and then I got in. But yeah. Yeah. And so you don't get to see that. And this is showing all the shades, all the colors, all the emotions. It's really important.
So here's the thing I feel both hopeful and then maybe a little cynical about. And that is, on the one hand, you know, we have folks like Ava DuVernay and Queen Sugar and what she's trying to do in terms of giving more sort of running room for female directors, people of color, stories about people of color, which is great. And hopefully it's keeping you busy, like the opportunities are keeping you busy thereafter. But on the other hand, even though there's this like giant flowering of Hollywood through, you know, television and streaming and film and all that stuff, it still feels like there's a super long ways to go. And so, you know, we shouldn't be happy until folks like Ava DuVernay and these projects are the rule rather than the exception.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. There's definitely a long way to go, but I'm so excited that it's happening now when we get to see it, we get to witness it. And I think it's about being present and then about saying to yourself, like, well, what do I want to do? What do I want to make? Who do I want to work with?
Yeah.
And I think now is that opportunity.
So just got a couple seconds left. You're gonna stay in Boston?
I'm gonna stay in Boston. I'll be in Boston. My family's here. Boston will always be my base.
Okay. Is it a good place to be a base for someone in the film industry?
Yeah. I think things are happening here. The film tax credit is still around, which is good. And I plan to direct a couple of series here. So that's my plan in the future.
Oh, okay.
That's my goal. Put it out there into
now
the universe.
Now you're teasing us.
I'll come back and tell you about it.
Well, Devane Davis is a Boston-based filmmaker. Her new episode in the series Queen Sugar will air in November on the OWN Network. The mid-season premiere of Queen Sugar airs tonight. Devane Davis, what a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the work you do. I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. It's my privilege.